John Brennan, to me, has always been a cheerleader for the policies of the person who he's had to report to. So when he was an executive assistant at the CIA under George Tenet, he was a cheerleader for the rendition program. He was a cheerleader for the secret prisons and even for the torture and abuse. And he was the one the CIA permitted to go on Sunday talk shows when very few people are permitted to do that other than the director. And now I have a concern that he is so close to the president that, in a sense, he's too close. Is Brennan really going to be the one to tell the president that the intelligence doesn't support what he's going to do, that the intelligence doesn't support a particular policy? And he's certainly a cheerleader for the drone operations, as you say. And I think the drone operations right now are out of control. We picked up the paper this morning, the New York Times and the Washington Post, talked about drones now being, it looks like they're going to be based in Niger, so we'll be able to cover northern Africa more effectively than from the drone base in Djibouti, which I think is the only African location at this point. The targeted assassinations, the idea that there's a president in the White House who's going over lists of people who the CIA would like to assassinate is just too easy. And as you say, has no transparency whatsoever, and there appears to be no legal architecture for the policy. It's just gotten too easy to conduct warfare for this administration. There have been hundreds of these drone operations, and it was Brennan who went public about a year and a half ago saying that the CIA and the military have not killed any innocent civilians. Well, no one knows that or agrees that that could possibly be true, and even the White House is backed off of that ridiculous claim. So something is going to have to be done to slow down the administration in this area, and it's certainly not going to be Brennan, who's probably going to continue to keep the CIA as the paramilitary organization that it's become.